air. WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A second convoy of aid has reached Gaza as a humanitarian crisis continues to worsen. Meanwhile, efforts continue to get hostages held by Hamas released.
The White House tells ABC the administration urged Israel to delay the ground invasion to allow for the release of the remaining hostages and provide a safe way out for U.S. citizens and others in Gaza. Meanwhile, the humanitarian crisis inside Gaza is growing. People running out of food, water, medicine, and fuel. 20 aid trucks made it into Gaza on Saturday, and despite hundreds waiting at Egypt's Rafah border, packed and ready with that critical aid, even fewer of those trucks crossed into Gaza Sunday.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Authorities in Michigan continuing to investigate the stabbing death of a Detroit synagogue leader on Saturday. Funeral services for Samantha Wohl were held on Sunday. Senator Bob Menendez returning to court on Monday to enter an expected not guilty plea on a conspiracy charge that alleges he acted as an agent of the Egyptian government. This is ABC News. We're hearing from the parents of a missing teen who jumped into a river in New York City and disappeared.
Poor weather interrupted rescue efforts this weekend, but nothing has stopped his family from wishing they could turn back the clock.
My son was a joy.
Last Friday afternoon, he asked permission to go to the soccer game at River Park by the East River. His mother said yes because she was told he was going with his basketball team and their coach.
Felt like someone was going to be watching him.
Except somehow he ended up in the East River. Was it a dare? Was he peer pressured? Whatever the scenario, he went into the rough currents and has not come back.
ABC's Lucy Yang in New York. Chinese state media reporting that Foxconn, the Fortune 500 tech company, was recently the subject of searches by Chinese tax authorities. The move by China against a major Taiwanese company is rare and comes at a time when tensions between Taiwan and China are already high. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dom's favorite day of the week, Friday!
Friday!
Woo, woo. The happier happy hour. That's our happiest hour of the week. So welcome to it. Have a little fun with us. Join us. We air the grievances on Friday. Yours. Yours could be next. I've got a few, Dom. Cheese Bros. Guilty. But only a $5,000 fine, a slap on the wrist. And I know we are protecting the evidentiary stuff for the DA in Fulton County, Fannie Willis. I know why, but I want it now, Danny. I want the trial. I want the evidence laid out for the public. Me and Andrew from Verona, we're adamant about this. Also, Dominic, Trump was gagged today. But what's that mean? A $5,000 fine? That's like a Cheese Bro size fine, man. That is insignificance. This guy is supposed to be a multi-billionaire or whatever. What's a $5,000 fine supposed to do?
It's a $5,000 fine, man. It's still a lot of money for most people.
Judicially symbolic, Dom?
It is absolutely symbolic because he shouldn't be doing the things that he's doing. And my understanding, the judge told Trump and his attorneys that it could get worse if he continues to do things like this. I think, what's he supposed to do? Bring a $50,000 fine or a $500,000 fine? I mean, that's no one ever does anything like that. No one's getting a $500,000 fine for, violating a gag order from a judge. So
how about you threaten to throw his ass in jail?
I think as if it continues, I believe that was expressed by the judge. But for, Trump not taking down one of the post somewhere was missed or purposefully let up, doesn't really matter. They found it. It was reported to the judge. The judge find him. Trump and his team took it down. End of that particular story. Is it gonna make him worry about paying the cable bill? No, probably not. But it has to be reasonable and customary. And a $50,000 or $500,000 fine is not going to be reasonable or customary.
Well, and here's the other big story of the 2 weeks now. Once, twice, three times, a loser. Jim Jordan has now withdrawn his candidacy. Nobody was really taking him up on his offer anyways, Don. Right. But after three votes, each time losing more of his caucus, first it was 20, then it was 21. Today, third time, the charm, he lost 25 of his own caucus. They went behind closed doors, and he does not have the faith or confidence
behind closed doors,
of the Republicans
voted 112-86 to make him remove his name for consideration for Speaker of the House.
Don't they call that 86 in a guy?
His candidacy has been 86, Gertie.
So who's next? Who's because it's just
this guy from Michigan, or I mean, who is next? Who's gonna get the votes if these guys didn't?
How about Pete Sessions from Texas? No. He's announced his speakership candidacy, Dom. He's in it to win it as well. At least I've heard of him. Looks a lot like Jeff Sessions.
I think if the Republicans are serious, they need to engage the Democrats. You know, there's a Speaker Pro Tem in there right now. We heard former Speaker McCarthy talk about when he put the current Speaker McHenry, I believe his name, on the list to take over if something were to happen to McCarthy, he expected he would be able to run the floor, that he wouldn't be limited in his duties. I think my impression from Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats is, you know, he'd be fine in that position as it stands. Now, my understanding, you know, the hardcore Republicans, they don't want McHenry there. They want something different. So, I mean, McHenry could be the guy if they can cut a deal, but then you got to talk to and work with and govern with the Democrats and, you know, the blow it up caucus, the Hateful Eight. They want no part of that. But perhaps if they can't, you know, if they go through another round of this, first it was, you know, McCarthy, he got axed by what, Gates and the other seven. Then it was Scalise, couple of days, he's out. Jordan made a run at it three times, he's out. You know, sooner or later, you're going to run out of people to step up to that position, especially if they continue to get less and less votes from the caucus. You know, there's a bunch of Democrats sitting over there. All you need are five to vote for Hakeem. I'm just saying, man. But even if that's not the case, and I understand practically it's probably not going to happen, there's still something that could be done to empower the pro tem speaker to at least get the government running just in time to shut it all down, question mark?
Dominic, if the Republicans aren't going to move on, I don't want to either. Let's enjoy this. Let's relish the three-time loser. That is Jim Jordan. I got a little piece over at the Post. The simple reason that Jim Jordan's speaker bid was in deep trouble. Philip Pump, here's a little of this piece. There are two categories of Americans who do not understand that Rep. Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, bid to be Speaker of the House is doomed. One category is people who are not paying any attention to the dysfunction in Congress, group to whom we must all grant some grudging admiration. The other category is Rep. Jim Jordan of Ohio. Jim Jordan was rejected in his bid for the speakership Tuesday. He was rejected by a wider margin Wednesday. He was rejected by a wider margin still Friday. And the response from his team in the immediate aftermath of that third failure, onward to the fourth.
Dom, Damn the torpedoes.
This is not simply willful blindness. Though it does seem as though Jordan's plan at the moment is simply to keep holding votes for himself until his caucus just gets tired of it and says, fine, but if that's the plan, and who really knows, the decline in support that Jordan has suffered over the course of the week has a very specific trend that should make it obvious that it won't work. And since Jordan started pushing for the position, we've presented the votes in the context of House Republican caucus ideology from least to most conservative, according to vote view analysis and how each member's district voted in 2020, blah, 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 blah. And from that, we can depict the 25 votes in opposition to Jordan in the third vote. They're shown in purple. Well, there's a lot of people out there, Republicans, who oppose Jordan. And what do you know, Dom? Many of them are from districts that Joe Biden won by sometimes over 20 points.
Wow.
It's like they don't want to get on the MAGA bandwagon, Dom. Right. Dom, here's, again, I'm using a visual on the radio that always works so well. You can see the obvious pattern, writes Bump. The anti-Jordan dots sit closer to the less extreme, less pro-Trump end of the spectrum. The opposite end of the spectrum from Jordan himself, in fact. So it's the moderates that are holding out on Jim Jordan, just so we're clear. Blah, 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 blah. I just like to rub it in. I just like to rub it in. You're three times a loser, Jim Jordan. Three times a loser. I mean,
we do it.
Enough said, as far as I'm concerned.
We do have some sound. Let's get to it. We have some sound pre-vote, and then we have some sound post-vote. Nate, we're going to need your help on this. Thank you for doing all the hard work today, my friend. Let's hear. Here is Jim Jordan before the third lost vote. The fastest way to get the house open. Here's Jim. Cut one.
The fastest way to get to work for the American people is to elect a speaker so the house can be open and we can get things done.
Yeah, it's also the best thing, too. Didn't we hear a Republican say that yesterday? Let's, you know, words of wisdom just oozing out of this Republican caucus. Let's play cut two. Who's the best candidate?
I got 200 votes, the speaker designee from my colleagues. The sooner we can get this accomplished, the better for the American people who expect us to work for them and for our friends and allies like the great state of Israel.
Yeah, well, you know, here's news.
It's all about the Jews.
You didn't get it. More from Jordan before the vote today. Cut three.
Picked up a few. We lost a few. I think the ones we lost can come back. So, look, there's been multiple rounds of votes for speaker before.
15 for McCarthy, right?
So we got.
I'm not up to 15 yet.
Right. What's the problem? One more from Jordan pre-vote today. Cut four, please, Nate.
We need to do what we said we were going to do. We need to do what we told them we were going to do when they elected us and put us in office. And frankly, we can't do that if the House isn't open. And if the we can't open the House until we get a speaker.
You know, and I get your point. You know, your constituents, you know, the 700 some thousand people, whatever the number is that each congressional district holds, they sent you to do a job. Here's the problem. You know, a lot of other people send other people to do a different job. And then you and your job have to work with people to do a different job, right? And those folks, the Democrats, they are united behind Akeem Jeffries. If you guys want to play ball and do some governance, I bet you could probably pull a few off and get them to help you. But you can't do that because your crazy-ass caucus doesn't want anyone working with Democrats. So this is all on you. Also, pre-vote, McCarthy, let's hear what he had to say. Cut number five.
Being speaker is not an easy job, especially in this conference.
Oh, you made it look easy.
But I've seen Jim spend his entire career fighting for freedom.
Freedom!
No matter what, no matter the odds, and I know he is ready for the job.
I disagree.
Apparently, other folks did not agree with former Speaker McCarthy, now endorsing Jordan today. Here, cut number six, please. More McCarthy.
As the leader of the Judiciary Committee, Jim has passed more bills through the House in just 3 years than the entire Democrat leadership team that has their collective 28 years in Congress.
Do you think McCarthy...
That is totally wrong, but go ahead.
Do you think McCarthy slurs judiciary to do it the way Trump said it? And you're right. Kevin McCarthy has actually passed some meaningful legislation as a congressman. So has Steve Scalise. But you know who never has?
Jim Jordan.
Zero pieces of legislation signed into law over like a 16-year career, Dom. What would you say you do here?
Well, you throw bombs. You hold press conferences. Right. You pick fights. What you're not doing is governing. What you're not doing is reaching across the aisle. What you're not doing is coalescing support around you. That was the audio. That was the before the vote today. We have more audio after the vote. What did Jim Jordan have to say after he was rejected for a third time? The worst vote. What did McCarthy have to say after he endorsed Jordan? What's he have to say? Well, stick around. I'll come back. We'll hear it. 844.
Three times a loser.
89. We're the Devil's Advocates. Happy Friday. Come back with us.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. It doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having
having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
There's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 44, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 58, cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows level out for around 49, partly cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 49.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all airing the grievances. Phone lines open. We'll get there shortly at 844-967-2789. Crew, before we went to the break, we're playing some audio of McCarthy and Jim Jordan prior to the vote today. And I think we should put a little bow on it and hear what they had to say after the vote was concluded. Let's start back with Jordan, a little out of order here. Here's what Jordan had to say. After losing three times a loser, cut number 12, please.
We need to come together and figure out who our speaker is going to be. I'm going to work as hard as I can to help that individual so that we can go help the American people.
Lots of helping going on right now with these Republicans. One more from Jordan, cut 13.
I told the conference it was an honor to be their speaker designee, but I felt it was important that we all know, get an answer to the question if they wanted me to continue in that role. And so we put the question to them. They made a different decision.
Yeah, 112 to 86. They 86'd his candidacy, Crudy. Let's see. McCarthy, former Speaker McCarthy, also after he nominated Jordan for Speaker, so eloquent today talking about the Democrat. And here's what he had to say after Jordan lost. Let's play cut number 9.
We are in a very bad position as a party, one that has won the majority, one that America has entrusted us with, that a simple 8 people have put us in this place.
And I would also, would those 8 people have had the opportunity to put them in this place had not McCarthy, in his quest to become speaker, gave all the power away to those 8 people that could call his ass to the floor anytime they wanted to? I mean, you put up the circumstances for this, Mr. McCarthy. Not just those 8 folks, you laid it for them. You agreed to the terms of the deal, man. And now it's all on them. Maybe if you didn't agree to it, you wouldn't have been here, but maybe you wouldn't have been speaker either. A little more from McCarthy, cut number 10.
The crazy 8s led by Gates, the amount of damage they have done to this party and to this country is insurmountable.
The crazy 8s led by Gates gonna lead you down to Hell's Gate. I mean, I think I got like a song or a rap, something coming out of here, but I know McCarthy's working on it. He's probably got a meme out there already. One more from McCarthy, cut number 11, please.
Unfortunately, Jim is no longer gonna be the nominee. We'll have to go back to the drawing board.
And what does that look like? I'm really anxious to know how the Republicans are going to come out of this one. But there is a piece at the Hill, Crudy. Folks are lining up, man. Now that this, Scalise is out, McCarthy's obviously out, Jordan's out. Now it's anybody's ballgame, man. Anybody can get in.
Really? Anybody?
Anybody.
Here's one I would suggest, Tom, before you rattle off a bunch of Republicans our audience hasn't heard of. Maybe Hakeem Jeffries. And I know that seems like a pipe dream, But do you know a couple of Republican members of Congress have stepped away from D.C., including Derek Van Orden from the 3rd CD? Derek Van Orden apparently took his ass to Israel overnight. And here's what's interesting, Dom. Rep. Jim Jordan is planning to pummel his opponents into submission this weekend by holding multiple votes, right? Well, maybe not. The problem, however, is that many Republicans have said they're not sticking around over the weekend, which means that the GOP has to be very careful about holding speaker votes this weekend because they could up inadvertently electing Rep. Hakeem Jeffries as speakers if they don't have an accurate count of which members are present and which have left. Well, that to me, Dom, says they're not even in a position to take a vote. But a little bit more from this article at the Raw story. In fact, one Jordan ally, Rep. Derek Van Orden, is already in Israel to conduct a fact-finding mission. Which Israeli teens is he going to scream at?
He'll find some. And That's what he does.
He flatly says he sees no path for the Jordan victory. Well, he was prescient in that regard, Dom. The House has now gone more than 2 weeks without a speaker after, you know, Gates pushed McCarthy out. And Dom, I would point out, it has gotten occasionally loud here in Madison. I'm about one block from the Wisconsin State Capitol in the world headquarters of Civic Media. But here's what's going on. There is a pro-Israel concert going on the square right now. And my understanding is there's also a pro-Palestine movement marching and protesting going on the Wisconsin Square right now as well. So what could possibly go wrong?
Express your thoughts peacefully. 844-967-2789. Perhaps Dynamo Dave. Dynamo Dave from Duluth. Welcome, Dave. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dave.
Thank you for taking my call on the greatest radio show ever. Hey, three things. Now, without Speaker of the House, isn't the Speaker of the House supposed to be like the third line if we lose the President and the Vice President?
Yep.
And so aren't we in? What happens now if we have no Speaker of the House? Where does it go after that? And it goes to that guy that was Reagan's dude, remember way back when? There's two other things I want to ask you. There's Representative Tom Emmer, who's in the district of Michelle Bachmann, if you remember that gal.
Oh, yeah.
He's the replacement. He seems a little more reasonable. But back about 3 weeks ago or whenever McCarthy lost his job, he threw his hat in the race right away. And then, I don't know, it was Newsweek or somebody reported that they rejected him outright because of the MAGA side saying, hey, you said back in the last congressional election to just drop Trump as far as any sort of thing to run on. And so they kind of blackballed him. And now apparently he's thrown his hat in the ring. And I wanted to say one other thing, but I want you to give your comment on him as Speaker of the House. And then lastly, you get the saying the tail is wagging the dog. Now, the Republican Party, you got Trump wagging the whole Republican caucus, at least the MAGAs. He's like a wood tick that's replaced a tail on a dog, and he's wagging them.
As colorful as that is, and as much as I'd like to get more of that illustration, we got to take a brief break.
MEGA causes Lyme's disease, I think is what he said to me. Is that what he said? I think that's what he said, Dave. Watch out for those ticks.
We got our sports reporter, Mike Clemens, coming up, previewing a Badger weekend, a Packer weekend, and a Bucks preseason finale tonight on these.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A second convoy of aid has reached Gaza as a humanitarian crisis continues to worsen. Meanwhile, efforts continue to get hostages held by Hamas released.
The White House tells ABC the administration urged Israel to delay the ground invasion to allow for the release of the remaining hostages and provide a safe way out for U.S. citizens and others in Gaza. Meanwhile, the humanitarian crisis inside Gaza is growing. People running out of food, water, medicine, and fuel. 20 aid trucks made it into Gaza on Saturday, and despite hundreds waiting at Egypt's Rafah border, packed and ready with that critical aid, even fewer of those trucks crossed into Gaza Sunday.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Authorities in Michigan continuing to investigate the stabbing death of a Detroit synagogue leader on Saturday. Funeral services for Samantha Wohl were held on Sunday. Senator Bob Menendez returning to court on Monday to enter an expected not guilty plea on a conspiracy charge that alleges he acted as an agent of the Egyptian government. This is ABC News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Friday Happier Happy Hour. Dominic, I'm happy because our own sports reporter from Civic Media, Mike Clemens, is joining right now. Mike, it's a Badger weekend. It's a Packer weekend. It's the Bucks preseason finale. A lot of stuff going on this weekend, brother. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, hey, Mike.
Exciting stuff. A lot of good stuff going on this weekend. How are you guys?
I'm doing pretty good. It's Friday. Dom's already got one foot in the Northwoods. He's already at his cabin house.
Well done.
We argue. Apparently, he doesn't like my vocabularies. Yeah, I make words up mostly, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, let's talk about the Bucks. Because some of our audience members may not realize we're going to go big with the Bucks. Six Civic Media Markets will cover the Milwaukee Bucks 82 regular season games. Tonight, the last preseason game. I believe it's the Grizzlies in Milwaukee tonight. A lot of excitement about this team and the new addition. What can you tell us about the end of the preseason, Michael?
And Dave does a great job of calling the play-by-play in those, too. From the game standpoint, first you saw Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo playing together, getting 20 minutes in the other night, combined 30 points. But tonight it's going to be Chris Middleton coming off of the knee surgery. He had surgery on his right knee when the season was over last May, and they've been sprinkling him in. They had him some five-on-five in practice. So tonight Middleton's supposed to get some minutes at home at Fiserv Forum tonight against the Grizzlies. But, I mean, Mike, weren't you kind of stunned to see Terry Stotts leaving just before the season gets started?
What's that all about?
I didn't even read beyond the headlines, Mike, because I haven't had a chance. Man, life gets busy. But tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, well, this broke, yesterday about the noon hour. You got to start making calls to confirm. I mean, here they are getting ready for the preseason. They got their opener at home next week, Thursday night, on a lot of our stations when they host the 76ers. And it's like, well, did he get fired or what's going on? And, to his credit, Adrian Griffin, the new head coach, comes out and talked to a couple of reporters and said, well, why did he leave? He said, you probably have to talk to Terry about that. But I had forgotten that Terry Stotts actually started his career as an assistant for the Bucks under the Senator back in the late 90s, and then later came back and became the Bucks head coach, had a few years there, got let go, and then he got the job with the Portland Trail Blazers. 11 years, 9 of those out there. He was out there with Lillard, best 9 years of his career. Then, they fired Terry. They're kind of in a rebuild. That's why Damian wanted to get out of there, gets traded to Milwaukee. So then we talked to Damian in person for Media Day just a couple of weeks ago. He's like, I'm excited to work with Giannis. When my agent said, it's Milwaukee, he thought, I've been there enough times. It's kind of like Portland. I think I'd adjust that and move the family. But then Terry Stotts is there. I'm the guy that was there for the best years, the prime of my years of my career. So looking forward to it. And so he's hired as like the top assistant. And what I've heard is there was an incident the other night when they were on the road preseason against the Thunder in Oklahoma City. Pre-game, it kind of looked like Terry was frustrated about something, maybe going at it with Griff, as they call him, the new head coach. And all that Adrian Griffin would say is, look, Terry came in, we sat down, we talked about it. I'm not going to reveal what those discussions were, but he's decided to, move in another direction. And so, we wish him well.
And
kind of weird.
Mike, we've seen the Bucks make some late player moves. They've waived three players, Amari Moore, Drew Timmy, and Jason Gortman. I'm not sure if I got all those names right. Any relationship to this incident, perhaps, with the coach?
No, I think that's just roster stuff. Because the guy they're bringing in, the big dog son, Glenn Robinson III. How about that? His dad, big dog was at 94. I think he was the number one overall pick for the Bucks and had that great run, all those years back then. But and he's a big guy. He's another big guy that they're bringing on. In terms of those other guys, I didn't see enough practices to, quite figure out where they're fitting in. But that's just John Horst kind of churning the bottom of the roster and picking up guys with a little bit more experience. But that's a great marketing thing, right? We got the big dog son out there too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've seen a lot of marketing already going on in Milwaukee. The city's excited about this remade Bucks team. What are expectations and are they fair? I mean, I'm hearing championship or bust, Mike. Is that fair? We're not even starting the season yet.
It certainly is. I mean, and it started with Giannis, on the down low after the season. Then he does an article with the New York Times and he says, I love Milwaukee. We won a championship there. Very proud of that. But, moving forward, I've got to be on a team that I know is all in now and not thinking about the future or something else. I need, because nobody works harder than I do. It's a great story that Pat Connaughton talked about. He's trying to get a job or maintain a job with the Bucks, and he'll go back to the gym at 7 o'clock, and there's one guy in there, and it's Giannis. I mean, that's how hard that guy works. So he kind of sent that signal out there, which had the Bucks sort of scrambling. I mean, they had already re-signed Chris. They'd already re-signed Lopez. But it was a signal to the team, like, that's not enough. So what do? They end up getting the guy that Giannis picked first in the draft during the NBA All-Star game when he was the captain for the East. And those are the kinds of moves that Giannis is talking about and the kind of effort he wants to see from everyone in the building, sending out that message. So as far as Giannis is concerned, yeah, we got cheated out last year. Sorry I got my back injury, but yep. I could have come back. And, you know, Jrue Holiday should have been putting up more points.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We've got our own sports reporter. He's Mike Clemens. Mike is giving us a little coverage on the Bucks, just so you know. Bucks final preseason game tipping off on six different Civic Media markets, including 107.7 WRCE Richland Center, 97.5 WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1260 AM WLAK up in Amory, 1400.